The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this New Year's Eve. I don't know, the older I get, I find myself in denial a lot. I really do. Time goes so fast, and I cannot believe we are at the end of 2020. There have been times, obviously, in 2020 that all of us thought this year is never going to come to an end, and yet it has gone incredibly fast as well. Hey, I welcome you if you are listening in Columbus, Ohio on WRFD 104.5 FM. I also have the privilege of welcoming you if you are listening in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. Wherever you are listening, I am honored and I am privileged to be your host today. As I sit in for Bill Bunkley, and as I do my program in Columbus as well. Here's my telephone number, and the phone lines were basically jammed the entire last hour. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And that number works anywhere in the continental United States, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Just a little closed circuit for our Ohio listeners, although I think those of you in Florida will be interested because this has ramifications for the entire country. I just received a text from our Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost. Dave is a good friend personally and also a friend of this program. And Dave Yost just sent me a text informing me that the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals just moments ago overturned a ruling in Lucas County, Ohio, concerning Christian schools. Here's what the case is all about. Lucas County, Ohio, basically shut down all schools because of the COVID thing, including Christian schools. Now, I don't know about Florida, but here in Ohio, most of the public schools have been closed, and it's been virtual learning only. In spite of the fact that all of the science, all of the data indicates kids are safer in school than they are at home. Even Dr. Fauci has said, open the schools. That's what science says. But the liberal left, well, I'm not even going to go into that. But most of the Christian schools, the parochial schools here in Ohio, have been open for in-person learning. Well, Lucas County, Ohio says, no. We're going to shut down the Christian schools as well. So several of the Christian schools went to court saying, whoa, wait a minute. That's a violation of our constitutional rights. You can't tell us when and where we can meet. We realize there's a pandemic, but the pandemic does not neutralize the First Amendment. So they took it to court. And our Ohio Attorney General wrote an amicus brief in support of those schools. Well, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals just moments ago ruled Lucas County has no authority to close down those Christian schools. So I got this text from our Ohio Attorney General just moments ago. Hot off the press, big win for religious liberty, expands general applicability and applies even to Cuomo. In other words, this is a precedent-setting ruling by the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals that will apply to Christian schools and churches as far away as New York. So that is good news, and I don't know whether Dave Yost is listening to the program. He does occasionally. If he is Attorney General Yost, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your hard work. Citizens for Community Values and several other organizations here in Ohio that fought that and took it to the courts. Indeed, good news for religious liberty. All right, again, my number 877-BOB-LIVE, and we're going to go to the phones. And first up this hour, we have Eric in Odessa, Florida. Is that correct, Eric? Is it Odessa?
It's Odessa.
Odessa! I'm going to teach my screener how to spell. Odessa, Florida. Hi, Eric. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
How you doing today, sir?
Eric, I am blessed far more than I deserve.
Well, that's good to hear. It really is.
What's on your mind? What's on your heart?
Well, sir, you know, I was going to say is I'm a person that's been awake for a long time, and I've been seeing what's been coming, and I've been preparing myself. I used to live in Texas, and I saw about 3 years ago, and I knew it was time to go back to Florida. So when I left, when I came back to Florida, I saw it was identical to Texas. It had been completely overrun. And I knew what the agenda is. So I've been getting myself prepared and ready. And then when this so-called pandemic came out, I knew what was really happening. And I started preparing myself. And I've been warning people ever since. And a lot of people are starting to wake up to it.
Okay. What are you warning people about?
The collapse of the Federal Reserve note, the flooding of the country with the illegals, and the up-and-coming civil war in this country.
Okay, my screener told me you wanted to talk about what you're thankful for in 2020.
I'm thankful 100% for Father God showing me what's coming, and that's what's coming.
Okay.
There.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I don't know that any of us really knows what's coming. But Scripture is pretty clear. Before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, and yes, I am one of those religious fanatics that believe that Jesus is returning. And I really do believe, I'm not a date setter, never have been, but I really do believe that his return is getting closer and closer. I believe that there are signs everywhere indicating that we're coming to the end. And if that is true, and if I am interpreting Scripture correctly, things are not going to get better. I am not of the theological ilk that believes that things are going to get better and better and better and better, and things are going to just get so wonderful that we're just going to usher in the kingdom. No, I think Scripture is pretty clear that things are going to get worse before the return of Christ. America has been uniquely blessed throughout our entire history because, with all of our faults and failures, and we have had many faults and failures, and none of them should be swept under the rug. But in spite of our faults and failures, America has attempted to honor God from our founding fathers until a few years ago. And that's why I think we have been uniquely blessed among the nations of the world. Sadly, beginning probably in the 60s, America has begun to reject God and the principles upon which this country was founded. We're beginning to reap the consequences of that. Now, is that doom and gloom? No. Could we, can we see a spiritual revival that will turn things around in America? Yes! And I'm praying for it. But if we don't see that spiritual revival, and I pray we do, things aren't going to get worse. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Talk about a year of good news, bad news, ups, downs, blessings, curses. Yeah, that's 2020. I've got stories on both sides. Listen to this headline. 2020 homicide surge sets record amid defund the police hysteria. It's a very, very concerning article about the rise of homicides across America. And the largest rise in homicides, almost completely in cities that are trying to either defund their police or disband the police. Baltimore had a record number of homicides this past year, and they approved a $22.4 million cut in police. Portland, Oregon had a record number of homicides this year. They cut $15 million from the police budget. Philadelphia had a record number of homicides, and they cut $19 million from the police force. Let's see. 57 cities across America set all-time records of homicides. Across the country, murder is up 30. Listen, are you ready for this? Murder is up 36.7% this year. And not all, but most of those cities where homicides are breaking records are in cities controlled by Democrats, and Columbus, Ohio would be among them. I'm not sure we're going to set an all-time record, but we are close here in Columbus. And our mayor, our far-left Democrat mayor, has constantly and continually thrown his own police department under the bus, disrespected them publicly. So there's that. Homicides are breaking records across America. But then there's good news. There's good news. Many of you are familiar with the Bible program YouVersion. It's the most popular Bible app in the world today. Started just not that long ago, several years ago, but not that long ago. And millions and millions and millions of people have downloaded YouVersion on their phones, computers, tablets, and so forth. I'm among them. And get this, the most read Bible verse this year on YouVersion, and by the way, all-time record number of people using this Bible app, all-time record number of people turning to a Bible app on a phone. Number one most read Bible verse in 2020, Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41:10, ranked as the most searched, read, and bookmarked bookmarked verse on the app this year. How much increase did YouVersion see this year? 80%. And hey, listen, millions of people access YouVersion, but in 2020, they saw an 80% increase. Here's a quote from the story. Bible searches spiked corresponding to major events with fear. I want you to listen to this. Fear becoming the app's top search term of the year. Fear. And this is a theme that I have been trying to drive home for months. And I mean literally months. We can either be despondent and depressed and feeling, you know, despair over 2020 and the pandemic and what's going on and unemployment and riots in the streets and political division. We can either get all bent out of shape out of all of that and become horribly discouraged, or we can realize that God is giving us an opportunity to be different. God is giving us an opportunity to be different. Fear is invading the hearts and lives of millions of people. And we who know Christ, we who believe and trust the Bible as God's word, we know that we have no need for fear. People are frantic about COVID-19. Are they going to get it? Is somebody else in their family going to get it? And they're living in constant fear. And obviously we should be concerned. It is real. It is genuine. It's not a hoax. But we have no reason to fear, because nothing can touch us unless it comes through the hand of God first. And get this, the third most downloaded Bible verse in the Bible, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know it, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and so on. John 3:16 was in the top three. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. What does this tell us? An 80% increase in the number of people downloading a Bible app on their phones or tablets and so forth. It says people are looking for answers. People are looking for answers. We can rejoice that there's been an 80% increase in the number of people downloading the most popular Bible app, I think, in the world, certainly in the United States. So it's been a bad year in many, many ways. But God's at work. God is moving. God is using his word. And I believe God wants to use us.